from the Credit Union National Association. This is the CUNA News Podcast. Credit Union People, Credit Union Ideas.
Mike Lee has an interesting take on debt for a credit union CEO. He considers it throwing money away. Lee is president and CEO of KCT Credit Union in Elgin, Illinois. He prides himself on helping members reduce their debt burden with special loan programs and debt checkups where the credit union reviews members' loans to see how it can save them money. I'm Bill Merrick, deputy editor for Credit Union Magazine and CUNA News. In this episode of the CUNA News podcast, conducted during the 2019 CUNA Governmental Affairs Conference, Lee addresses KCT's community service and financial literacy efforts, its focus on select employee groups, and how it puts the needs of members first. What are some things that you do that makes a difference in your community?
Well, I came into a credit union that was originally seg-based, went community charter, and when they went community charter, they basically quit working with their segs. Mm. So my first thing when I went there about 5 years ago was to get back in the segs and become a partner, or, you know, 101 credit union, an extension of their employee benefit package. So what we do in particular is we were originally, KCT Credit Union stands for Kane County Teachers. So we actually went into the school districts and started bringing a financial wellness package. Now, the tough thing about that is I'm a big believer that financial literacy doesn't have a lot of value unless you can apply it. Mm-hmm. So what we had to do was build specific products and services that when people would come in, that we could actually have solution driven. Because it's like if you take a college course and you never use that course, do you retain any of it? And in particular with money, it's very intimate, it's very private, it's very embarrassing. So when you get people to the point that they're willing to share, you have to act. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, that education really didn't bring any value, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we actually created a loan. It's actually a get-out-of-debt loan, or the acronym is the GOOD loan. It's a three-year unsecured loan, and basically it's to attack credit card debt. And right now we have a special. Now this is at the best rating, but it's 599.
Wow.
So what we do is we bring people in, and we actually do this thing called a debt checkup. So we just tell people, bring all of your debt into the credit union and just shop it. You work hard in life. Mm-hmm. You should use this money the best appropriate way you can. Yeah. Why throw it away? 99% of the time, we find money. Mm. So, and then in addition to that, as we are working in the school districts, but this is kind of everywhere, a lot of people have a lot of burden with student loan debt. Mm. So the other thing we developed was a student loan refi program. So, and our base best loan on that is a 5-year. If you have the ability to pay it back in 5 years, the base rate is 299.
Wow.
So what we do is we go in, we basically educate, but we do the financial wellness literacy part, but then we immediately have solutions. Mm-hmm. But we do it very, with a lot of thought. So we literally put it on a spreadsheet and we pull their credit. And then the other thing we do, which is very normal, a lot of times when the people first come in, I can't give them the very best rates because their credit score isn't high enough. But even at that, we usually are already saving them money. Mm-hmm. One of the problems with financial literacy or wellness, people don't see improvement quick enough in how it helps their lives. Mm. So what we do then is we ask them to come back a year later. We tell them exactly what to do in their credit and what to pay off to improve it. And then a year later, we'll refinance every loan at the lower rate.
Wow.
So we're rewarding them if they take the advice and actually put it into action. And that's the thing I think about all the time. How do you take philosophy and put it into action? Mm-hmm. It's easy to talk about something, but it's a whole different thing. You know, it's like wanting to lose weight. Well, how do you put that into action? You want to quit smoking. How do you put that into action? And what we're finding, debt is the same way. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I love telling people is that we're all a reflection of leadership, right? If you work for somebody, you have to apply to their rules because you work for them. Well, I think that's one of the issues we have as consumers today. The federal government says debt's okay, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm in the great state of Illinois, and we have our financial mm-hmm. issues, that debt is okay. So what I'm trying to tell people, debt is not okay. It's money you're throwing away in your life that if you brought discipline. And then what's really funny with it a lot of times is I think money is so intimate. It's like you go to a financial planner. Well, why aren't you going to a debt planner?
Hmm. Yeah.
Because most people, if you think about it, you work really hard your life, and then if you accumulate a little wealth, oh, I got to go get a financial plan. Well, if you did better with all these years that you were doing the debt part, you would have more to do on the tail end.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a concept. I love it being at the credit union because I really believe we have the thing that most consumers need. But it always is built with trust. So I think I jumped around your question there. So we go into the school districts and we partner with them very closely to help their employee base live better. Mm-hmm. And as you probably know, there's dozens of white papers out now that says that basically this whole financial problem is really affecting the workplace.
Yeah,
people are missing work. They're stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can help people live better in the workplace, you're going to have a better work environment.
Yeah, and health issues too. I've read that there's a connection between health and finances.
It's huge. You know, it's funny you say that. So my vice president of lending is kind of the head guy that does these debt checkups. So we have a teacher. It's a great story. She comes in, and her life is just a mess. And we're hard love people at our credit. We tell people what they got to do. So he looks at her finances. He looks at her debt. He looks at her income, and he says, I have a bad problem. You don't make enough money. And he says, is there any way you could tutor or do something after work to make more money? Because you have a deficit. And she did it.
Yeah,
you know, you don't think, really sometimes, neat. You know, as credit unions, I don't think we realize the influence we can have in people's lives.
Yeah.
And it's way beyond just what you're doing. It touches every area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the tough thing is that a lot of people do financial things and they make it emotional. And what I think we have to bring to the table is the logical. You know, it's kind of like the person that comes in and says, I want to buy a $40,000 car and they only make $30,000 a year.
Mm.
And to get that car, they're going to have to finance it over 7-8 years.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite things is to say, well, you know, that's not really a $40,000 car. And I'm like, what? It's a $50,000 car. What do you mean? Well, that's the interest you're going to pay. And then my favorite question is say, would you go to the dealership today and give them $50,000 for a $40,000 car? And of course they say, no, that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
So maybe you need to think about a $20,000 car. Mm-hmm. I don't want to bust your dreams, but today where you're at financially, this is the prudent thing you should do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing, it is great, and sometimes I don't think we realize this, as credit unions, sometimes we can tell people, we're not going to do that loan. That is not a good, wise decision, and we would be putting you on a path that you would not be able to pay this at some point. And as a, you know, it's kind of like going and looking at houses, and that realtor shows you houses above your bracket that you mm-hmm. want to buy. That's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because that person is putting you in a financial situation you could avert if you just use some wisdom and some planning.
Sure.
But it's so fun working with the businesses, the school districts. We go into a lot of new segs. But what is the leading conversation is with that HR professional, are you seeing garnishments?
Mm.
Are you seeing people tap their 401k for $500?
Wow.
Because they don't have it? And you're like, they don't have to do that. And the one thing that is awesome about credit unions is we have these wonderful things called signature loans.
Because mm-hmm.
if you're a bank customer today and the car breaks out down or the washing machine goes out, where do you put that debt? Credit card.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. There is no other option. Maybe you could do a home equity loan if you had a home.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is now they get this out with all intentions to pay it back quickly, and then they don't. And now they're paying 20-some percent interest. Where if people come into the credit union before they put that debt on a credit card, we can customize an unsecured signature loan. And what's wonderful about those, they're closed-in loans.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have the option of paying a minimum.
And you can't add to it as
exactly.
you go along. And, yeah.
So what it does, in essence, it brings discipline to that loan where a credit card doesn't do.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue is I think a lot of people don't know that we provide those types of loans. And oh, by the way, you know, compared to credit cards, they're a fraction. I mean, we typically have some, we actually call it the whatever loan. So you come in, it's whatever your need is in life, and we'll do specials during the year. Sometimes it's 3.99, 4.99, 5.99. So, you know, it's just such a prudent way to do business. But the other part of this is a credit union, you have to back it up with great products and services.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, We actually, in these debt checkups, I'm so bolded anymore. I don't care if it's a CEO of an organization or one of their staff. I actually tell them, if you bring all of your debt to the credit union, you do a debt checkup, let us look at it. If I can't save you money, I'll give you a $100 bill. I've never given that $100 bill away yet. Because it's there, and people don't do it. I mean, how many people, when they get a car loan, think about shopping it a year later? Nobody. And what happens? Credit card scores go up, interest rates go down, and even if it's $25 a month I save you, what I've done is now created an economic engine. You didn't have to get a raise. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to get a new job.
No taxes on it.
To now pay down some debt. So it's just very rewarding, but that's what our credit union's built on. And from that, we've had phenomenal things in the community. We just put a branch in a library. It's the first time it's been done in the nation. Sounds a little weird. We kind of looked at the library. They were already one of our SEG groups. And they're kind of a maven, unique. This library has made itself a community center, so 3,000 people a day go there. And then they have a big community. Well, it's a 150,000 square feet library.
Wow.
And they have a room that will accommodate about 300 or 400 people. So, and it's free. So the community takes it all the time, all the different clubs. It's just a constant movement. But it was interesting when I approached them, I said, you know, you're about literacy. I'm about financial literacy. You serve school districts. I do too. You're community focused, community driven. That's what I do. Wouldn't it make sense for us to partner? My members come to the library, and I can do more with your library people to help them financially. Yeah. Now, from that, we're actually doing seminars in the library. Hmm. Now, of course, we try not to make it salesy. It's educational. But simple things like you don't realize today, people don't know how to buy a car. Mm-hmm. As we all have experienced that, anytime you buy a car, you're really leaving wondering, did I get
the right, right. the right deal?
So we do that. And then the other thing that's very rewarding, we do first-time home buyer seminars. So we actually bring people into these seminars, and we tell them what they have to do financially to be able to get into a home. And it's awesome, because a lot of people can do it. They just don't know the path. You know, it's funny sometimes when you're in industry, a lot of things that we do, you're like, it's just common sense.
Yeah.
But common sense isn't all that common. And it's amazing what I discover, because a lot of my members in the school districts, they have their masters, they have their doctorates. But when it comes to money, it's completely outside of their realm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing to see a couple come in that are highly paid, making $250,000, $300,000 a year, and have $100,000 of credit card debt.
Wow. Yeah.
And you can only imagine, when you free up money, if you take that 20-some percent, and a lot of times they have great credit scores,
mm-hmm.
to 5, I have freed up $15,000 in interest.
Wow.
To now power pay down a debt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, as you can tell, I love what I do. It's great helping people. We have a training room, and I got that big sign up there in the training room, people helping people, because that's what we do. And then we have guiding principles of how we do that. So I'm an old sales guy at heart, and there's a couple things I live by. It's, first of all, the smartest organizations create sales forces they don't pay. When I came to the credit union, I told my staff, I don't want members. I want advocates. What is an advocate? An advocate is somebody that comes in and has such a unique or different experience that they're going to tell their neighbors. Now, there's some simple things you have to do that. One thing I think a lot of times we mess up on is that you go and you say, oh, I lowered your interest rate. Well, what does that mean? So one of the things we do when we do a debt checkup, we'll say, now over the term of these loans, the credit union saved you today $10,000. And the reason I'm doing that is that night, if that neighbor's in the backyard and the other neighbor's in the adjacent yard, and he says, oh, I was at the credit union today, they saved me $10,000. You think that neighbor's going to say, what? Where if you were to say, they lowered my interest rate, what does that mean? So how do you make sure that your verbiage supports people to sell for you? Mm-hmm. So those are things that we try to do, because I tell you, Integrity and finances. And one of the things that's important with credit unions, and I think about this all the time, integrity in sales, and we've seen this with Wells Fargo and others, is not what you said, it's what you didn't say that you should have said.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, transparency, and that's the thing. And it's always putting that person across from you at the top. And then the other thing, which is so unique now compared to banks, is the ability to customize. You know, one of the things that when I first got there, I was like, okay, what's the elevator speech? Because a lot of people don't know what a credit union is. And one of the things I came up with is today if you go to a bank, they ask you what you're trying to accomplish, and they put you in a basket that's predetermined. There's no gray. You either fit in this basket or not. At a credit union, or at least in my credit union, we do, you know, I like to glamorize it. We ask about your dreams, your desires, your goals, and then we build you a basket.
Thanks for listening to the CUNA News Podcast. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. Stitcher Radio and Google Play.